Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show. If you're as excited about this week's episode as we are, then we don't know you. There was an exorcism, there was a puppy shower, and they both left me with a lot of questions, and we're breaking them down next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
AfterBuzz TV, AfterBuzz. Katie, I love the hands, just every week. The hands are just so popping. You guys, welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show. I am Zach Peter. I'm here every week breaking down episodes when they're good, when they're bad. Tonight was a bad one, and we're going to break it down because we're sure you're feeling a lot of the feelings that we're feeling tonight.
Mm-hmm. Here's hoping.
Here's to hoping. But I couldn't do it alone because I have to have my lovely panel of ladies. To my left, she's been with me since the beginning, and I know tonight she's just going to keep on winning.
Aww.
Please welcome Sarah Zerio. And to her left, you could have given a little
more. I said hi!
You have to give something to the iTunes listeners. Let them hear your voice.
Hi.
That was like
a
old,
sexy high.
Like sexy operator, but like old and smoked out a few times.
Yeah. Ooh.
And if you want some real spunk, to Sarah's left, she's so darling and oh so charming. Please welcome Rivette Soro.
So charming. Hi, guys.
And she's like a sour patch, so sweet and so sour. And this episode was hers to devour. Please welcome Katie Thompson.
Katie,
you
got a good one.
I do love Sour Patch, too. So it's a good time.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't.
How long does it take you to come up with those?
Depends. I mean, now I feel like once you have like 2 or 3 weeks in a row, you just have to keep it going.
Yeah.
So now I'm like on thesaurus.com trying to find words that rhyme. Oh my God, so many people in the live chat. Justin Grant, hey guys, I love this panel that includes Zach, Rivette, Katie, and Sarah. Thank you, Justin Grant. We forgot our names, but we appreciate you. Amanda says, hi, pretties, hearts.
Hi, hearts to you.
Hearts right back. PMC says, kind of fan fueling. At Stassi's book, it comes out tomorrow, and I'm going to her book signing this Saturday. You go, girl. Send us pictures.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
Send
so
us
awesome.
Pictures, and we will shout you out.
Did you see her retweet the thing about the book signing? Somebody was like, it says that I'm not allowed to come anywhere near you or touch you. Is that true? And then I like sent the photo of it, and she was like, no, you can touch me. It's fine. It was a very strange interaction.
It was probably like one of those, like, you know, they send it to everyone saying like,
it's
like the guidelines for the event.
Yeah.
I mean, like, people are still going to touch if they want to touch.
True.
A lot of meet and greets have that, like, weird, like, no touching.
Right.
Clause.
Don't touch her where she's not supposed to be touched. But I mean, like a hug, you know. Just like a quick, like, hey, girl, you know. Let's not get inappropriate, people.
You don't want to unleash the inner demon.
Oh, God.
Overall thoughts of this week's episode?
That mixed with confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we are all pretty much on the same page.
The editing was like, I mean, Lala had this performance that we had no idea was going to happen. Like, there was no talk about it ever.
No.
And it was just like, boom, we're at this thing. And you're going to perform.
We have Raquel's mom and sister who I just don't know where they came from compared to Raquel. Because Raquel doesn't look like she has had any, like, work done in that sense. So I'm just, was confusing.
They look like they came out of, like, Kansas from The Wizard of Oz. Like, I was like, what? Like, are you real people right now? Like, did you put on your best church clothes and, like, decide you're going to perm your hair for the camera? I'm going to give it easy because you guys don't like when we shade Raquel too much in the comments. So what
don't?
I will say is if, they
don't. Do people like Raquel?
They just think
they think we're too shady to Raquel. Yeah. So
it's a shade. It's a reality TV show. You like shade if you watch. Just saying, we're not that bad.
No, I mean, look, if she were likable, we wouldn't be shading. Okay,
I mean, she probably wouldn't be on the show if she was really like that likable. You know,
And they don't edit her nicely. Like, they edit her to like make her look. I mean, they don't make her look great. And I just want to know: would you guys be friends with her? Would you be going to that puppy party? I mean, guarantee you wouldn't.
I do want to go to the party.
Katie would.
I want to be, but I don't want to be her friend because I feel like we're not going to be able to have like a conversation. And that comment when she was like, yeah, for when James has kids in the future and like forgot to mention herself in the formula of that, I was dying. I was like, girl, come on.
Yeah.
It would be hard to talk to her.
The flyer I sent it to you guys, I'm like, you guys, this flyer for the puppy shower was made on Instagram story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they were talking about how much they spent on making the flyer. Like, how much money.
How did...
It's how much time it took for her to, like, put the emojis in there.
They printed it on fancy paper, maybe. That high gloss, you know?
That was an Instagram story.
Yep.
Honest to God, though, they could have literally thrown any other party.
That is also true.
Could have been, a dinner party, a rosé party.
Mm-hmm. A Hamptons themed party because they were wearing, like, fun white colors, you know? Mm-hmm. Really? That's what they went with?
I'm shocked they were able to fill the room. There were a lot of people at that puppy party.
Well, we don't know the size of the apartment.
That's true.
Everything looks bigger on camera. I'm just kidding. Peter was there.
Peter was there because he will Billy show up to there. Anything you invite him to with a camera.
So will Billy.
Sheena so will Billy. So will Sheena.
Yeah. Ariana, just to be supportive.
I mean, I like that they're supportive of everything. I like that they, like, support James and Raquel even though nobody likes them.
Well, I feel like Ariana is only there because Tom is, like, really trying to be there for James and whatever.
But I don't understand it.
With them telling him to just like cool it and stop, and he got so mad and he left, and then he came back, and it's like I don't get it. I don't know why they're trying for him so hard.
There's no need for them to try that hard anymore. I feel like maybe when they were younger, or if they were like newer to the show, absolutely. But it's like they're OGs. They're established. They really.
Yeah.
Maybe they're trying to be that, like, father-mother figure to him. And, like, maybe they think, like, oh, I'm so wise. Let me help you.
Tom is like that with everyone, I think. He just wants to, like, be Captain Save Everybody. He likes the attention. That's what I think.
I mean, hello. Did you see him with that whistle?
That was so gross. That whistle was so gross, and it was like not even anything you want at like a bachelorette party. Not
so. Just kidding.
Not at all. Ooh, what is a super chat, you guys? Did you know there was a super chat in the live chat? I don't know what it is, but it's $1.99, and you don't have to pay for it because you can watch us for free. Isn't that right, KT?
Yes.
KT with the T at the end of it.
Before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button. You better do it. You do it right now.
Right now.
You do as I say.
Yes.
I'm going to be disappointed in you if you don't.
KT.
And if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. The disappointment is still in that one if you don't do it, so please do.
But
no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. And being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. So tell your friends, and thank you.
Tell your friends, beautiful tell your wife, tell your kids, mm-hmm. tell your fellow puppies. Instagrammers.
To go along with the theme.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
See, Mike Bowman was disappointed that Lala didn't even have a flyer for her party.
Oh.
Like Raquel did, because she put thought into it.
I also loved how Sheena was, like, randomly in the back with them, like, just, you said, living vicariously through Lala.
I do have a hot take, but I'm going to save it for Serve the Verdict now that I just thought of it.
Oh my gosh, totally, though, because I feel like she's back there. She's probably like, listen, like, learn from my mistakes or learn from me. Like, here are some tips I have to tell you.
I've been there.
Like,
I've been
and she's there like, before. She's like, yeah, wear the jacket. The jacket is just, you know, it's like, we're cool, we're casual, yet sexy.
She, like, takes it off mid-performance.
I know!
During a song about her father.
Dedicated to Ian.
As, like, the interview was going back and being like, this one's about my dad. And she's just like, no. I'm like, oh, wait.
It was hard to sympathize with that. I just couldn't take it seriously.
But she's not the worst.
She's not. She's I not genuinely feel like she could be a really good performer.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
But that performance was all over. It was all over the place. I didn't understand, like, her brand in that when normally I can. It just seemed, as she was going for. I don't even know what she was going for. It didn't seem rehearsed.
She would say, my brand is Lala, honey.
That's yeah, but it say. Was, I didn't, from the outfit to the dance moves.
So you can't put me in a box. Mm.
Oh. No. Listen, I know, but still. Like, J-Lo it up or something. Like, go, you know. She can be sweet, and then she can be, like, really...
sour. Like KT.
Exactly. At least she didn't have terrible backup dancers like Sheena did in all of her performances.
Sheena probably really wanted to be her backup. That's probably why she was there. She wanted to be the backup dancer.
Let me know if you want me to pop on stage.
She was ready.
Ariana said Raquel's mom was the funnest part of the shower. Which says a lot.
It's true. It was pretty fun, though, with them hands.
She has that move. She's like, go ahead and unbutton your top, Zach.
Unbutton your shirt. It's like very sexy.
And she's like, rawr. Rawr.
I'm like, calm down, Mama.
That was so weird.
Oh, yes.
There we
just
go.
Just like that. Just
that's
like
exactly
that. What she sounded like.
That was a clip from tonight's show. That was a live sound bite. Justin Grant says this episode was so lackluster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Clarence K says everyone looks bomb tonight.
Mm-hmm. Us or the show?
Which one?
I'm going to take it as us.
Okay, yeah, me cool. too.
Thank you.
Guys, start to think of who your pumptini is going to. Because I have a feeling this after show is going to be over quicker than it started. So get your pumptinis ready because we'll be crowning those soon. But the good thing is we do have a lot of tea that we'll be getting to in a minute. But first, let's talk about Ariana and Kristen. We talked about Lala's dad, but Ariana also lost her dad 5 mm-hmm. years ago. It's the 50-year anniversary, and Kristen is feeling very remorseful. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling, Rivette?
It was really sad. I almost teared up a little bit. I don't think we ever really saw Ariana grieve in the traditional, like, crying to her friends and venting type of way. When her dad died, she was always sort of like the tough cookie. So it was nice to see her like vulnerable to her friends. And it was nice to see Kristen feeling bad about how she initially treated Ariana during that time. Mm-hmm. Because even if she did think that Tom and Ariana were sleeping together, which they weren't at that time, her father died, like her dad died. So it's still like, put your issues to the side and you can at least send your condolences. And she never did. What's so funny?
I'm sorry, you guys. This was a serious moment. We have the most respect for Ariana's father.
He's just having a giggle fest. No, I completely... I do...
R.I.P.
I just couldn't... It's okay. You're I know.
What are you laughing about? Did I miss it?
No, she didn't say anything funny.
It was very interesting, though.
As confusing as this episode, as Lala's performance.
Yeah, it was all
everybody
confusing.
In the live chat is like, I was so confused, and I was just like...
That's the episode.
I'm telling you, it was confusing.
Yeah.
But I think Kristen could have... gone with Tom. We're just going to stop this topic. Because...
But wait, can we talk about how every time Kristen goes to a restaurant, she just, you are killing me. She just orders a bottle of wine?
Yeah.
Like, she's like, you know what? We'll take a bottle. Like, it's cheaper to drink at home first. Like, have a few glasses at home and then go out, girl.
See, what they should have done, which would have been smart for Kristen, because I totally get how they launched the Witches of WeHo wine. Mm-hmm. And what they need to do is like be like Ramona and Bethany and just like in every single scene.
Yeah.
Just, like, have their bottle there.
Yep.
But, like, they should have thought of that before and been like, oh, we have camera time. We're going to plug our Witches of WeHo bottle of wine. And now it's sold down. You can't get it anywhere.
Was it out at that time?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe next season.
I mean, here's the hope. But now it's sold out.
Oh, well, but they came out with a new one.
Did they?
Yeah, there was, like, the first the white wine, and then now they're, like, releasing a rosé or something.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You don't follow the Instagram page?
I know that they were releasing one. Maybe it'll be at Jackson Brittany's wedding.
Amanda said, did Zach eat candy again today? I actually did, you guys. I went to Whole Foods and there were sour beans.
But I ate half a bag. Candy. That's not candy.
Sugar is sugar, Katie.
It's like healthy candy.
Straight sugar, not good for you.
No, it's not. You know what else is not good for you?
What?
Demons.
Mm. Stassi knows a lot about them.
Stassi knows a lot about demons. Katie, have you faced your demons lately?
I mean, we look at each other in the mirror every day when I'm just looking at myself, but I don't want to go to a woman with her wind chimes and close my eyes and talk about my hot demon. She's like, it's hot in here. And I'm just like, what in the hell is going on? Like, I couldn't get into it. Yeah. I can get into a lot of Vanderpump Rules. That was not ruling me. I did not like it.
It put me in a weird spot. Mm-hmm. I felt weird. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand her penis angels that were, you know, around the room. I also...
Well, maybe she was just praying for, like, a lot of penis. She's like, I'm going to manifest this.
Don't
so
we
I'm just going to put them all over my house.
You know, whatever works for you, I do think that she could have... done it another way, because that's a little creepy to me. But also, towards the end, I was thinking, why? Because we have Katie there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know she has some demons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why didn't she get involved? She was there for support, which is great. But it's like, we should have pulled some stuff out of you.
Yeah.
Like, right? No one was like, oh, what about you?
Yeah.
She's just so mad. Nobody gives a crap.
And, yeah. the woman, some, like, maybe that's why demons? The woman was like, Katie, you need to step outside, because she was like, we don't know.
I didn't understand her, like, ugh.
That, like, when that was so scary.
But she did it again when they were, like, meditating, and she was just like, ugh, like, throwing the demons away, and it was just like, what are you doing to me?
She's, maybe like, coming,
if,
at like, them.
Or if, like, you scare the person enough when their eyes are closed, they will leave thinking it worked. Like, oh, that was an experience, just because she scared the crap out of me two times, but whatever.
It was so lame. I did not like any part of that.
Mm-mm.
And, like, the whole Witches of WeHo thing is cute and it's funny. And now I'm like, okay, are they really, like, actually witches?
No.
Like, it bothered me that Stassi was so into it. Like, she was crying. Like,
her shirt was wet.
Like, she shed a tear. I was like, what is going on?
I feel like that point when you're in that moment, you're just like, you just have to go full batshit and, like, embrace it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Either it was, like, not genuine, but I kind of think it was. I would have just personally taken it as, like, a meditation session.
Yeah. Like, go to, like, a Reiki or something. Like, don't go to, like, whatever this is.
Go to Jax's girl, yeah.
Okay.
Ask him for a referral to see Kelsey. You guys. No. None of us are getting our demons cleared.
We should not ask to see a referral for
his current therapist. If I need to get demons cleared, I'd go to church.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
There you go. She was just too intense. And she had, like, her Game of Thrones outfit on. I was like, I don't understand what is happening in your life.
Yeah.
Just like the episode. A lot of confusion.
Just like the episode. All of the outfits tonight were just, like, way off.
I originally started off hating Ariana's white shirt that was like a tiny ghost, but then I liked it, because I was like, it's like a short dress for your torso.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it worked.
It was cute with our little shorts. I liked it.
Yeah, it was cute. At first I hated it, but then I was like, you know what? That works. And I can't hate you because your dad died, so can't in this episode. It's not allowed.
You can just laugh at it.
That was not me. That was you.
Katie's hat confused me when she was in the car with Tom when they were driving to the bank.
Did she have on a hat?
Yeah. She was going look. Yeah.
It didn't work?
That's why. No.
Sometimes her outfits are incredible, and then sometimes it's like, ooh.
What?
Ooh. But I feel the same about Stassi, and she has her OOTD. Is that OOTD?
OOTD.
OOTD.
But she does, there's like a certain thing she does with her tops, and I don't think it looks good. But then again, who am I to judge anybody's outfits? They're like crap every day.
Don't say that.
Stop.
At least you wear tags on the outside.
Oh, we know you're just trying to get everyone in the comments to be like, no, Katie.
When I come here, I'm cute. But if I'm not here, I'm just like a garbage bag, like
flowing
in the wind.
You guys aren't also seeing the bottom half of her, so...
Me in my Grinch PJ pants.
I'm kidding.
KT, one backup dancer was Ariana, by the way. For Sheena.
Really?
I mean, I guess.
I don't remember
Jesse Green 619 is saying it, so it must be true.
Must be. 619.
We love you, Jesse. We really do.
That's a San Diego.
But is that? Like, can you send us a screenshot of that?
I vaguely remember.
I could
her
not
wearing white.
Imagine Ariana being a backup dancer.
No, or dancing ever.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay.
Isn't now she wearing white in it, too?
No.
Nope.
So it was, like, early, early Vanderpump Rules before she was officially on the cast.
Oh.
And there was a scene where Sheena was went to, like, a dancing, like, class where they were trying to teach her how to dance. And Ariana went with her, but she was, like, trying to hide from the camera because she didn't really want to be on camera. She didn't want to be on a reality show.
Right.
This is, like, season one or two. Yeah. And Sheena kept trying to put her out there, and then she decided she would go gung-ho.
Because it was Sheena's friend. That's how she was introduced.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was, like, Sheena and Tom, whole, you know.
Jesse Green 619 says, yes, second season.
Okay.
Wow.
Where do I apply to become one of Sheena's backup dancers?
Well, I'm sure you could literally just knock on her apartment door and she'd be like, absolutely.
In the Marina Del Rey.
Is that far from WeHo?
Marina Del Rey?
Yes. I mean, if there weren't red lights and California drivers, no, it wouldn't be
traffic.
Far.
What is the distance?
It should be like 15 minutes. Yeah. What it is like 40, 45.
Yeah.
That's rough. Okay.
But it could be okay.
If you're driving at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, before, like on a Sunday. No, that's when everyone's driving home drunk, Sarah. I'm not driving home drunk. That's when everyone's driving home and drunk.
Are you like, don't drive and drive? Like, I do that. Everyone's drunk in an Uber.
Jesse 619 is going to be like, that's me. No, don't do that, you guys.
Everyone's driving home drunk at that hour.
What? Oh, no. This is where we say Uber and Lyft.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uber and Lyft.
They're not sponsors, but...
But your life depends on it. That got dark. Okay, so on that note, I think it's time, since we have such strong feelings right now, I think we should serve the verdict to tackle the rest of these episodes.
It was right on it.
I know.
It was so good.
Oh, is that from Law and Order?
That is from Law and Order. Okay.
Sorry. I had a funny... It's not really a funny...
First serve the verdict. First serve the verdict, KT.
Yeah.
Would you rather go to Lala's performance or the puppy shower?
The puppy shower.
Why?
I don't know, because I don't give a crap about seeing Lala perform, and at least I can, like, get wasted off of free booze and play games.
There's
a dog.
Free booze at the Lala's performance,
don't
and you could dance.
Don't you think you'd probably have to pay?
I feel like her friends know other fans.
Randall
absolutely
sponsored this. This was sponsored by Randall Emmett Films.
Did you also see, like, the bar wasn't, like, a bar
exactly
at, like, a concert?
Yeah.
So I think it was,
they
like,
had
included.
Shasta Club Soda.
Well, I would.
Yeah.
I would probably
think.
We don't even want to know that. I just learned something new today.
Puppy party for me.
Puppy party,
really?
Rebecca.
Yeah.
Well, not the puppy party. I guess I would go to Lala's performance. I don't know. There was liquor.
So. Yeah.
Tito's.
There was liquor. You can dance. You can, like, take your clothes off with her. That seemed like a real party. Serio.
Lala.
Yeah.
Because you can, it's like, I'm a fun environment to be at a concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say the puppy party just because, like, rosé, absolutely. But that would have been it.
Yeah.
Just rosé.
Yeah.
But then.
You really want to be pinning the tail on the dog? On the doggy?
I really do.
Oh, my God.
Don't shame me for my choices. Let me go.
Unbuttoning Peter's shirt.
Ew.
And then
And what? Just what? They had a cone that you put on a dog and the humans
and
were wearing.
And you put it on your head,
I would be so uncomfortable in that room. And, like, everybody took it seriously and they were so, like, excited. I just would be rolling my eyes the whole
but
time.
But it's kind of cute. It's kind of cute.
Yes.
Don't you give me that look, Zach. It's kind of cute.
It was cute, but it was not executed well.
There was nothing. It could have been
no
cute.
No execution.
What if?
Could have been cute.
They were like, hey, we're going to have a dog party. Bring your dogs.
That would have been more sense.
Okay.
Their dogs, or, like, let's donate to Vanderpump Dogs.
Yeah,
or let's have dogs there to go for
adoption. Everybody bring a donation. Mm-hmm. Bring puppy food.
We
bring
just put
something.
A little thought into it. We just came up with this in 5 minutes. Bring the
Or they could have partnered with Vanderpump Dogs. That sounds like a great idea for
but
Lisa's promotion.
Yep.
They could have partnered
I think she hates
James. She doesn't hate James, but this would have been a great way for him to get back into her good graces and get her to actually like or even acknowledge or know who Raquel is.
High five to that.
They could have partnered with Vanderpump Dogs, and the Vanderpump Dogs could have brought the dogs like they do for Teddy's little charity cycling rides. And you could have come and you pet the dogs, and everyone's like, ooh, I want to adopt this dog. And then somebody adopts a dog at the end of the show. See, look at this. We could have planned this thing way better. And we would have come up with a better flyer that, you know, didn't look like it was made on
Instagram
stories.
Probably not had their faces on it, just had the dogs that are up for adoption on it.
Think about it. How many more people would come to that to play with puppies and pet dogs rather than play with Raquel and pet Peter?
It'd be called Puppies and Rosé Party. That's a lot better sounding.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. And you could have had Vanderpump Rosé. Gosh, guys, we are just such good employees.
Servers.
Such good servers. What about you guys? Would you be going to the puppy party? Or would you be going to Lala's daddy performance?
I feel like our thing that we just pitched.
Or ours.
I can't be the only one.
No, I'm sure you're not. Okay. Yeah, there is Raquel and James.
Hate you.
Schwartz and his case of money.
Yes.
Dumb or cute?
I mean, cute. He can do no wrong. He's the cutest. I love him.
Sarah.
I mean, he is. He is just so cute. And I don't care if you're 30, 35. He does it with such conviction that you're just like, that was thought out. Mm-hmm. That was thought out. And
yeah. He's great.
Loved him trying to take a pee with it on and then having to take it off. Loved the reactions that he got. Because I figured that Lisa would be annoyed. Because I feel like maybe I would be annoyed if I were a boss. I don't know, though.
Why would you be annoyed?
It kind of was, like, fun and, like...
Yeah, you have to realize, like, who it is and realize, like, the bar's not very high.
Yeah, that's true. And I liked... what is his name? Todd or Ken? Is it Ken Todd? Yeah. Okay. I'm like, I don't know his name. His laughter. It was nice to see him laugh instead of screaming at Kyle. So it was nice.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Yeah, it was nice. No.
Yeah, he really enjoyed it. I feel like if it was like Jack, she'd be pissed. But the fact that it was like Tom, it was really cute.
She's like, what are you doing?
She's like, why are there such small bills? I thought the same thing too, but it makes sense.
A bunch of fives. Not even tens or twenties. $5 bills.
A bunch of fives. Stassi Shorter's book. Are you guys going to be ordering Next Level Basic? Or are you basic enough, Katie?
I mean, we can tell that I'm basic AF. I probably won't. I don't know.
No.
I want it.
Yeah, I'll get it.
I just want to see what next level I could get to. Mm. Because I like being basic, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you got to own it. But I want to know if I'm missing something, you know?
Is it teaching you how
besides
to be basic?
Besides the vanilla lattes, besides the selfies,
you know what would be
besides
really fun?
My Artie Valley accent.
What would be really fun is getting Stassi's book and doing like YouTube videos with like tutorials from the book, but read by Brittany. Because she's like so not basic. She'd be like, y'all, and you get some ranch dressing and you put it in some beer cheese.
Ew.
And you dip your wings in it. Jax.
I'd try it.
Jax. Are you going to get it?
Jax. I'll get it.
I'll get if she does an audiobook, I'll listen to it in the car. I'm not going to read
it. See, we need Brittany to read the audiobook.
Yes, I bet you she'll do an audiobook because Holly Madison did with her book. So I feel like,
Holly Madison also needs a paycheck.
Oh, but I love her.
Well, I digress. Not about her.
Not about her at all, so I just won't even.
Rivette?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I've been actually wanting to order it, and I keep forgetting. Maybe I'll go buy it tonight.
It's not out yet.
No, it's not.
Tomorrow.
You can pre-order.
You can pre-order it, but it comes out tomorrow. What Mike Bowman wants to go to the puppy shower over Lala's performance?
I just want to know why.
Love you, Mike.
That's it.
Can't wait to see you there, bro.
Much for the annual puppy shower. For the same dog,
annual puppy shower. Oh, my God, Sarah. That sounds terrible.
Well, I mean.
More than one.
Could you get any
better? So, Katie, you're definitely not getting the.
If it's an audiobook, I'll buy it. But I'm not.
You can just take a peek of ours.
Okay. You totally made up this rosé story.
I did.
Because there is no. I went on their Instagram and there is no such thing.
I didn't.
Except for the sold out on March 24th.
No, no. It's a thing. Ooh. It was in the stories. It wasn't a post. They were like working on what's coming out. I promise. Mm. Or it was like a sparkling. It was a different wine. Because then somebody else was like, are you still going to have that one? And she's like, yeah, we'll still come back with that one. We're just going to release. Website. Go to the Twitter. Maybe it was on Kristen's Twitter or something. I mean, I could make things up. I apologize.
I
want
to know when it's back in stock.
Yeah. I think you're lying.
I am known to lie. Not really. But I mean, I feel like I saw it. In my bones, I can sense that it was a real thing.
I think I believe you.
Good.
I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I believe me too. Yeah. So I hope I'm right.
Good. Me too.
I think I've seen it in the story.
Yeah.
You're
trying to prove me wrong out here, Zach. You're trying to make me look
no,
like
I think
fool.
I think I have seen it in the story. Like they're working on more flavors.
They
flavors.
Are. They are.
Colors, whatever.
More flavors. Colors. Okay, last serve the verdict. Okay, so the episode opened with Katie saying that she doesn't want to do any more girls' nights because apparently she's overcommitted with all her shifts at CERM.
What else is she doing?
Thank you.
So, just hating on everyone.
Complaining?
Girls, should she be forced to do, or should she be required to do girls' night out because she had James's See You Next Tuesday nights canceled? Well, like, she's the reason it was canceled.
Yeah, and I also feel like if I had that opportunity, like, why wouldn't you want to do it every week?
Completely.
Like, what the heck? Like, yeah. If my boss was like, do you want to do your own event once a week? Yeah, I do.
All you do is you
because,
dress
you know,
up
she's
in PJs.
Really not the one, like, putting it together in that sense.
But what is there to put together? You show like, up in your PJs and you dance on the bar.
Yeah, yeah, like, find a DJ and make a flyer. Like, I don't. No.
You don't even need to make your own thought. You can do it on Instagram stories.
People are going to be at CERV regardless.
Maybe like, she wants like to be paid more for it, and they don't. So,
all right. If that's the case, she definitely needs to go.
I'm just making. I'm pulling stuff out
I
of the air.
I think that she 100% should do it because of what she did to James. But yeah. I also felt like I was getting the vibe with her standing there when she was talking to Ken and Lisa. That she just really needs to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she just, because it seems like, what else was she honestly doing besides being there? And, like, I feel like she's not really putting that much effort into, like, the pucker and pout thing and all that. So I was just, like, looking at her and thinking, Katie, you really need to just, like, drop this all. And if they're, like, for James still, then
see,
let
like,
it happen.
I want to like Katie, but she just, like, she had her Pucker and Pout website, and that didn't do anything.
Yeah.
She had her Pucker and Pout lip gloss line, and that didn't do anything. Like, she has Witches of WeHo Wine now, but, like, she does it with the other two girls. Like, and I feel like
thriving.
Kristen and Stassi are probably the ones lifting it, because, like, Kristen still has her blog. Kristen's been pushing her t-shirt line. Mm-hmm. Stassi has her book. Stassi has her podcast. Like, I just don't see anything coming from Katie, and I think she's fine, like, being Tom's wife. But then it's like, no wonder you complain so much. You have nothing to, like, fill your time.
Yeah.
Get a hobby.
She's like a leech.
Yeah. You know those people that you, like, that they annoy you so much that you just want to punch him in the face?
Well, I've never gotten that far, but.
Like, but there's, like, a few, like, people that, like, are, like, something, and I'm just like, oh, if I could just give you a quick pop in the mouth, like, this would be, she's one of them. I just want to slap her or punch her in the face.
She needs to find something to do to really take
occupy
up her time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's like newly married, like it could be, she could be having like the best life, but I feel like she's not growing.
She even yelled at him to shut the door, like when he got out. She's
like,
shut the door!
Like she really needs like a calming, like.
Exorcism.
That's why I'm like, why didn't she do it?
She should have totally done it.
She probably thinks like there's nothing wrong with her and that she's great.
She does.
There you go.
She does think there's nothing wrong with her and she's great. But like she could be like why is Raquel always outside of Tom? Like why isn't Katie out there supporting her man?
Because she doesn't care. I don't know.
Raquel's outside of Tom?
According to KT.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Aren't you the one that said Raquel is always outside just like standing at Tom?
Zach is throwing you under the bus.
That is like news to me. What? I thought I saw Lisa when I was there, but I didn't see Raquel.
Was it you that said it? One of you three has said
that. You know I did not say that.
Oh, no. It's none of you guys. It's none of you guys. I remember who it was. It was Leon, who hosts the other Bravo show that I do here on Sunday nights.
Jesus.
He's the one that's always talking about Raquel and how she has her ponytail. And it's just up in there. And she's just always sitting in front of Tom Tom, ready for photos.
Well, I didn't see her. Wish I did.
I didn't either. I've been there, I think, twice now, and I've never seen her. Hmm. But, I mean, I'm not complaining.
At least I didn't. It wasn't me. At least I was, I'm like, what are you talking about? What?
I believe it. She would be lurking.
Yeah. She would be lurking.
Trying to find something.
Well, now that I spilled that tea, I think there's a little more tea we can spill in tea time.
So low.
Get low. Get low, get low, get low. Okay, first up, Stassi and Kristen, you guys, have spoken out against Miss LVP.
Oh.
And they're not speaking lightly about her. Oh. So Stassi and Kristen have opened up on the Vanderpump Rules After Show on Bravo.com, BravoTV.com. And Stassi and Kristen say that Lisa isn't very authentic anymore. That she used to be authentic, but now she's just kind of like, Stassi says she's always really in boss mode and just not a very genuine person anymore. And Kristen actually went so far as to say that Lisa is mean and not nice and just not her kind of people.
It's crazy that the two people that Lisa doesn't like would talk badly about them. Like, she doesn't like either of them. So, of course, they're going to, like, talk about her, right?
Yeah, and it's also like, Kristen, didn't you just say that you guys were becoming best friends again and going to be at Villa Rosa? Like, learn your place, sweetie. Yeah. But I also feel like Lisa has kind of put up walls based off of what's happening in Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with her brother. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she is becoming more stoic to people that she doesn't feel close with, which is
understandable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch The Real Housewives, but as far as Lisa becoming, you know, only in boss mode all the time, I think she is getting bigger and she has maybe more responsibilities and the show is just so huge. Like, maybe she does need to sort of draw the line between, like, I'm like a mother figure to these people.
Yeah.
Then, like, I'm your boss. Like, you work for me. I don't know.
I agree. I guess I understand, like, Lisa being a little more reserved, but, I mean, I don't know. I don't think she was ever that close. She never liked Kristen, so, like, she was never going to be nice to Kristen. Like, they're just, like, some people you just don't vibe with.
Yeah.
And, like, if you don't vibe, then, like, stop trying to put a peg. What is that thing? A round hole in a square peg?
Yeah, it's like, why bite the hand that feeds you, though? I know they don't work at Sir anymore, but they're on Vanderpump Rules. This all stemmed from Lisa. I just don't see how they could talk bad about her. It's upsetting.
Maybe it's, like, a really good connection to have, and it's, like, you just keep... You just can't be quiet or just say, like, one nice thing. And it doesn't even have to be true. You just be like, she's a lovely person.
Could have been taken out of context. Like, them being like, they could have said something before and then been like, but she's so glazed out. You know,
I mean,
like,
they did say that, you know, she is, like, they respect her as a boss. They just wish she would be, they said that it made it look like at the beginning she used to be a little more genuine and have relationships with them. And now as the seasons go on, she just feels a little more stuffy and distant from them.
I could see where that's a thing. Sounds like Lisa.
Speaking of unapproachable bitches, Sheena is next in the news. And she's talking about her ex-boyfriends, both of them.
Oh.
Rob.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys remember him. And she's talking about her ex-husband, Shay, Mike Shay. And she's saying that she and Shay are on better terms. They had a really deep, intense conversation since the last time they spoke was during the season 5 reunion, which is when it was obviously very emotional because that's when she was going through a divorce with him. And that's when he was accusing her of talking to Rob and sleeping with Rob. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what? And it was true. And now she's saying that they're on better terms. They've even tried to make plans to hang out together. But it hasn't happened yet. But she apparently seems to, like, not hate him anymore.
Their divorce was so sad to me.
It was.
Like, it was really sad.
The way she treated his drinking and addiction issues to me were, like, jaw-droppingly terrible.
I didn't really believe he had addiction issues, though.
Well, he came out and he was like, I have been taking pills. Like, so, and if you watch him at the parties, he's, like, not there. So I can definitely see, but just the way that she was like, no, he's not taking this anymore because he wants to make me happy.
Yeah.
Bitch, can you, like, realize that he's going through something and you need to be there for him because you married him? Yeah. Like, it's not for all better. About, like, this isn't what I thought when I was going to get married. Well, of course it's not. That's not what
for
it is.
For better or for worse.
Like, exactly. Support
it's
the man.
It's not for until we don't like each other anymore.
Yeah. Because I just rewatched it and I lost so much respect for her because I was just like, ew.
You had respect for her?
I mean, I, like,
you I know. Liked her up to that point.
Yeah.
I really liked Sheena in the first few seasons.
Mm-hmm. And after that,
Well, here's another shocker according to Sheena.
Okay.
When it comes to Rob, she said that they rekindled and that they were talking for a minute. And that he heard a rumor that she was talking to or sleeping with one of her friends. Or, sorry, with one of his friends. Uh-huh. And then that's when he broke things off again.
I think she's, like, just trying to sound like she's out here making peace with everybody. And she's just like, oh, everything's so good. Everything's amazing, you guys.
So he thought she was sleeping with someone else?
One of his friends.
One of his friends.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, so he's like, bye. And she's like, but it's not true. And he's like, no, bye. Mm. And now he's not talking to her again. But it's like, why did you even go back to him? Like, he was awful to you, and he was a jerk to you, and he broke up with you, like, during football.
Don't recycle.
That's the thing, is she keeps, like, trying to, like, invest in these old relationships, and it's like, stop.
Or, like, make them better. And it's like, some relationships you just...
let die.
You gotta let go. It's like, were they really that big of an influence in your life?
Yeah. And or sometimes they were, but they were and once, like, close the book and be done.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that was Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like Rob and Adam both feel the same way about her. Like, just very, like... kind of, like, push her away. Like, that's just how it was. Because she just gets so, like...
She should have stuck with Shay.
Yes.
I mean, I get that. I get that wanting to, like, just be on a positive note.
Mm. Yeah.
To just be like, it was a good time and, like, it did mean something. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Other ones, no.
Okay, last one. We have, at Coachella, you guys, we have Miss Raquel. She is at Coachella and she is clapping back at Lala. Because her necklace, if you really zoom in, which you have to, like, really look into it. Look at it. It says,
oh, my gosh.
Bambi.
I love it. I mean, that's something I would do. Like, I like that. It's good.
Thirsty?
Yes. No.
No?
No. And
cute?
I bet you somebody gave that to her. Like, somebody James, had that made. Like,
James. And it was, like, for a gift. Sure, because James hasn't gotten over Lala.
Her but if, mom. Like, somebody called you like that, and then wouldn't you, like, you know, go with it? Like, James and the pasta, and, like, now his podcast is it's all about, like, it, you know, like, you...
I mean, I would have gone with it, too. I think a t-shirt would have been better.
No, I like the diamond necklace. It's much more...
This one you really have to, like, look at.
Even
you know?
Yeah. Mm.
But that's Let's like play. Really saying, look at my cleavage.
She's taking back the word.
Tiffany Ferguson says she saw Sheena last night at Coachella and it was crazy.
Why? Tell us everything. Why was it crazy?
It was crazy seeing the cast in real life.
Oh, I thought she was being crazy and I was going to be like, what happened?
I'm sure that they're fun in real life.
I mean, I would hope so. Okay, let's close out the show with a round of Pumptinis.
Okay.
Katie Thompson, who is getting your Pumptini this week?
I wish I knew the name. But the dog.
Graham?
Graham. Graham gets a Pumptini. You hate it. What is that look? You're like, ugh. As you, like,
well, we had this conversation outside. I'm not particularly a fan of dogs in general.
Yeah, we remember.
I don't hate them. I just, like, we don't vibe, you know?
Mm. Mm.
He needs the standoffish ones.
I need the ones that are, like, cute and over there.
But
not
my
vibe.
And, like, know their demands.
And when they're owned by Raquel.
I feel bad for the poor thing. I'm going to give it a
Pumptini. For Raquel or for the dog?
I mean, both, but more so for the dog. Because that dog,
I'm gonna give it a
think
Pumptini.
About how much that dog has got to deal with Raquel and James.
Mm.
That's rough.
That's true. Rivette, who's getting your Pumptini?
Tom Schwartz, because only he could pull up to Lisa Vanderpump with a briefcase filled with $5 bills.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And for her to love that, I just love him. He's so creative and cute.
Touché. Sarah Syria.
I'm going to give it to Ariana. Just because I feel like she, you
sympathy.
Know, yeah, sympathy, and I like her. She's just when she opens up more, I like her,
mm-hmm.
and she seems fun.
Yeah,
and there's no drama, which I kind of like.
Mm-hmm. I did not like her last season.
Yeah, I didn't
and
either.
I've come around, mm-hmm. and I really like her this season. But my Pumptini is gonna go to Stassi. She has a new book out. You go, girl. You do you.
Seriously.
You make that check. I'm Zach Peter. Thank you guys for watching the Vanderpump Rules After Show. You can catch us here Monday nights, every Monday night until the show is over. And you can subscribe and comment, and we'll read all of your comments, even the shady ones, but we won't respond to them because we're too mature for that. And if you're listening on iTunes, don't forget to leave us a 5-star review with 4 butterflies. I saw those in our comments last week.
I did too.
4 butterflies.
Yes.
And you can follow me at Just Plain Zach.
Again, thanks so much for watching. I'm Sarah Serio. You can follow me at S Serio.
And I'm Rivette Soro. You can find me on social media at Rivette Soro.
And I'm Katie Thompson. You can follow me everywhere at Little Baby Kate. So make sure to check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.